Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, my guest tonight, two really amazing singer-songwriters, Peter Mulvey and Tony Furtado. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Glad we could be here for it.
Yeah.
I know, your show's tomorrow night at the Blue Loon, and you've already arrived in Fairbanks, both of you,
the night
before.
Gotta be sure we can get here.
Nice. Love that.
And my instruments. Last time, my instruments didn't make it.
You know, Tony, I do remember being at that show last time, and you had all borrowed instruments.
I know. That was crazy.
It was nice. I think even our good buddy of music, Pete Bowers, let you use his banjo.
I actually had a plethora of instruments to choose from backstage.
That's great.
It was kind of nice.
When you get the call out to the musicians, people really answer that call here in Fairbanks.
Yeah, it's great.
You got a song picked out? Are you going to play one together already?
Yeah, sure.
Well, this is great.
I'll do this. This is a song that I stole years ago from the playing of Doc Boggs, but I put a different melody to it. It's an old-time song, kind of reworked. It's called The False-Hearted Lover's Blues. Thoughts have been my downfall. The pretty women have been my craze. Sure, my false-hearted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome grave. Ragged clothes are dropping from my body, and a wolf's howling round my door. And may the man who stole my darling girl view the bite of my 44. False hearts have been my downfall. A pretty woman have been my grace. Well, I'm sure my false-hearted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome wrecked my body, and a false heart is on my mind. I've searched this whole world over, a pleasure on earth I cannot find. False hearts have been my downfall, and pretty women have been my grace. But I'm sure my false-hearted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome grave. Thank you. You just tell my foresighted lover that the waves we wash over me. Foresights have been my downfall. A pretty woman have been my grace. Well, I'm sure my foresighted lover is gonna send me to my lonesome grave.
Tony Furtado and Peter Mulvey, Tony playing the slide guitar and Peter Mulvey on the other acoustic guitar. Wow, that have you guys been touring together for a while? Or
no, second gig.
Second gig, and we've never played that song together before in our lives.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the drill.
That kind of keeps us on our toes and keeps us happy sometimes, I think.
Well, it's definitely keeping us here at Alaska Live happy because it was great. It sounded like you guys have been playing that for a while together.
It feels like it, actually.
Yeah. I mean, when you get to – I think you get to a point where music just is a common language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. when you look at it, what we're doing right now, you know, none of us know the words to this conversation. We've never rehearsed this conversation, but it's just happening. It's actually, you know – A pretty magnificent feat when you think about it, that we're managing to get anything across at all.
And the important thing is, like with music as with conversing with someone, listening
totally.
Your ears are just as much a part as your mouth.
And I just had someone blow my mind because that exact thing, because he was like, what's the most profound part of musicianship? And I said, listening, which any musician would say. And he said, you ever notice that the audience listens for the whole show? They're the heaviest musicians in the room.
Nice.
Wow. I'm still
That's
thinking
good.
About that one.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's very nice. And that's what people do with their radios all day long, too, and all night long. You know,
yeah.
It's just they listen to the stories, and they listen to the music, and they listen to the stories that are in the music. And
it's a beautiful thing.
Did you write that song, Tony?
No, that's an old it's an old-time song that I changed the melody for. I stole it from Doc Boggs.
You said you stole it from Doc Boggs. That's right.
Yeah.
That's really cool to be able to take something that's maybe familiar to some and put your own twist on it.
Yeah, you know, and I think I probably changed some of the words just to kind of make them a little more current, but not that much.
Excellent. Well, you guys are playing at the Blue Loon tomorrow night. Show starts around 8.
I believe it does.
I think so.
That's what we're hoping happens.
Similar setup. You'll play some together and some by yourself, or is one going to come out before the other? We don't know.
Well, it'll be a set of one guy, a set of the other guy, and within each other's sets, there'll be some playing together.
Exactly.
Sounds great. Yeah. Well, what's next? Do we know?
What gigs
on the
are
set
next?
List? On the set list here.
Oh, here.
And we want
studio.
More music. Yeah.
No, we'll play another one we've never played together.
That sounds
good plan.
KSC. Me too. Now. I didn't know it was going to be so. I should have brought my banjo. I thought it was going to be like two songs or three songs. I will have my banjo tomorrow for anyone's.
That's right. You play, Tony, you play side guitar and you play banjo. And my guests today are Tony Furtado and Peter Mulvey on Alaska Live right here on KUAC 89.9 FM.
I wish I could describe to you this this amazing guitar. What year is this? You have a Martin?
That's an
017 1944. It's 68 years old.
It looks like it has some miles
exactly
on it.
It's as old as my mother.
Wow.
Yeah. She was born in 44, too.
Tony, your guitar definitely looks like it's got some miles on it.
Yes. Yeah, I bought this with no marks on it, really, and it's not got no marks on it anymore. Right, it's got a lot of marks.
It is not pristine anymore.
A lot of evidence of you as perpetrator.
I was going to say well-loved, but, you know, you took it somewhere else, Peter. Mm.
Took a shovel to the basement, and you blistered up your hands. You danced all night at the wedding. You stayed up drinking with the band. You made love until the daylight was creeping across the floor. Tell me, what else was it you were looking for? You felt the first chill of November still right inside your coat. There with a fragile pulse of living fluttered in your throat. You left the house you thought you lived in. You didn't even shut the door. Tell me, what else was it you were looking for? Of all your precious sorrows had come down off yourself. So you labored over every empty page until you came back to yourself. And you laughed out loud. Oh, you were light and free and poor. Tell me, what else was it you were looking for? Ooh. Would you meet me in the clear light, there where the leaves are coming down? And if I learned to say your name, would you learn to stick around? Oh, we could walk and just say nothing more. Then what else was it
Mulvey? That song started out with, did I hear that line right? You took a shovel to the basement?
Was it? You took a shovel to the basement and you blistered up your hands.
I was thinking murder ballad, but
yeah, I mean, I suppose that's in there. I guess
it more seemed about, more like a love song, though, towards the middle.
Yeah, sort of? Yeah. That's more like when I'm saying basement. There, I'm talking about, you know, human beings. You got to go down into your own basement with a shovel and do a little work now and again. I don't know.
That makes me feel so much better.
Oh, good. Yeah, because it does. Yeah, it could go down that way. That'd be tough. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good murder ballads out there.
There are tons of good murder ballads out there. Yeah. A friend of mine married a girl named Polly, and her mother.
Pretty Polly.
Right. Her mother said, oh, could you sing that pretty old folk tune, Pretty Polly, at the wedding? And he said, you know he kills her, right? Like, maybe not. Maybe not at the wedding. Just thinking.
And all those old folk and bluegrass tunes that are murder ballads, they sound kind of happy and and delightful until you really listen to the words and you realize that she ends up in the meadow in a hole or she ends up in the basement.
Yep. What's that line? And it's so conversational. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you guessed about right because I dug on your grave for half of last night. Okay, then. Yeah,
and the tune is happy, and it's jaunty. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the mother-in-law can be forgiven.
That's right. Well, okay, that was not a murder ballad. I really thought when it was starting, I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. Darkness. Well, thanks for sharing one of your tunes, too.
Sure.
What a dream come true for me. I remember you asking, I asked you last time you were here, it was years ago, Peter.
Right.
Next time you come back, would you promise to come at least try to play Alaska Live on my show? And you said, well, I'll try.
And I did try. And thank you. Thanks. It's good to be back here. Good to be back in this town. I've had a thing for this town for a while. I love this town.
You've been here quite a few times.
Yeah. I played at UAF. Maybe the first time would have been in 96, quite some time ago. And I know I was here. Mason Trudy, Acoustic Adventures, I believe brought me here with Patty Larkin back in 2008. And I played the College Coffee House any number of times. Came through with Anais Mitchell, the great Anais Mitchell, and with Jennifer Kimball once. And I believe once with Chris Smither.
Oh, wow.
It's been a storied and fabled little run. I just love coming up here.
And this time with Tony Furtado. Perfect.
That's right.
This is my second time here. That's it.
And hey, not your first time in Fairbanks, though. First time in winter, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
When were you? Oh, it was a summertime show when you were here?
No, it was April.
Oh,
that's
April.
Not
time.
Really summer in Alaska.
Yeah, no, but
it's hardly
similar,
even
yeah.
spring.
No, but people weren't plugging their cars in yet. That's a new thing for me. I've never experienced that. So I'm plugging my car in everywhere I go.
Right?
And I probably don't need to right now.
Well, it is.
Doesn't hurt.
No.
It is like 50 degrees warmer today than it was
a
few days ago.
That's what I hear.
I saw that. I was watching the weather. I had my eye on the weather. I'm kind of sorry to have missed it.
You're sorry to have missed the 50 below or 40 below?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember being here when it was about 40 below and performing that experiment with the cup of boiling water.
Oh, good. You did that.
Over my friend Alice's house. Oh, yeah,
what
man.
What did you do? What is it?
You take a cup of boiling water and you hurl it in the air and it none of it touches the ground. It pretty much vaporizes, turns to solids
oh my
and vapors.
God,
and
I love
it.
It kind
of makes a whistling noise.
Yeah,
and just
it makes
kinda
this kind of whoosh. And wow. The sound has a finite end, the definite end point, like the sound goes, kush, and when that sound is done, so is the reaction. Everything's over.
Wow.
I remember we had boiled it, and I got a friend who's actually traveling with me now, Damien Power from Ireland, but he had his camera, so we're documenting this, you know, and then we caught, you know, these explosions in the air, and then I said, okay, man, you wait here, and I went in. The house was just boiling another kettle, drinking whiskey, and
ooh.
He came back after like a minute. He was like, why did you say wait here? And I was like, I was just seeing if you would.
Took him a minute or less to be like, no.
Right. Oh,
the
my
other
God.
Cool trick is you can take bubbles, like just bubbles that you'd be blowing in the summertime
and
at a wedding or something.
Don't
they? And they freeze and you can kind of shatter them and they just kind of float off into shards.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. So there are cool tricks you can do out in that cold.
Yeah.
And you guys are probably audiophiles, too. It just sounds different. Like the crunching on the snow
and
everything sounds different.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I was just in Colorado where it was actually 20 below, which was really bizarre for Colorado.
Global
weirding.
I lived
there for a little while. You know, I used to drive through the mountains quite a bit. And there was one night when we were heading to the right back to Denver after a gig, and it was 21 below. I couldn't believe it. Weird for Colorado.
I bet they wish they had a way to plug in their cars.
Yeah, definitely.
Diesel was starting to gel a little bit in people's VWs. Yeah. What's next on the set list?
What's next?
I know you guys don't really have a set list, probably, but
no,
you're
I'm just
calling them out.
This might be a fun one to try. You haven't. I did this one last night, but I didn't have you play on it. But
were you guys down in Anchorage last night, or where were you?
Palmer.
In Palmer. Oh, at Vagabond Blues.
Vagabond Blues. It was a delightful time.
Fun.
This is This sounds like a happy song, but it's not really. It's a. It's somewhat a abstractly put separating song from a bad situation. Me looking at it from somewhat of a sympathetic eye from the one I was separating from. Anyway, it's called Golden Broken. Standing with your mother's old shoes and her name, leaves and things are scattered, no one knows your pain. Like a whisper in the morning, I watch you fade away. Are you golden? Broken moments, they can't make me stay. They can't make me stay. Ooh.
Tony Furtado's song there. What was the name of that? Golden, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. It had those nice hopeful chord changes in it.
Yeah.
Like
there's,
you know,
I should feel like it's happy.
It had that rainbow in there of chord changes.
I'm a Libra. I need a little bit of the balance. The lows with the highs. The pretty with the not pretty.
And yeah. Very nice. Did you name a CD after that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A couple CDs ago. Exactly.
Great.
Yeah. It was actually the first album of mine that I got to produce myself. It was my 15th album, and finally I just said, you know what? I want to just have a little bit more control and make this come out the way I want it to.
So you can take your time on it as much as
totally.
You want, then.
I recorded it in Portland where I live, picked the guys that I wanted to play on it, just did it the way I wanted. I was very happy.
And so have you recorded more on your own then as your own producer?
The last album I put out was a live album with the guys that I currently play with. And it was also recorded. It was shot as a DVD, too.
Called the Tony Furtado Band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very original. And so
no mistaking who
the album was
music
called,
for that one.
Live at Mississippi Studios, because that's where we shot it.
Did you have a studio audience there, or you just did it live
there
at the studio?
Well, it's called Mississippi Studios, but it's actually just a live music venue.
Oh, excellent.
You know, it's a great venue, and they happen to have, if you want to record, they've got a great board and a great way to record. So
perfect. Are you on your 15th album too, Peter?
Right about there, yeah.
Right on.
Because we have the same.
You're in the teens.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Boy.
Yeah, a lot of songs get out there. So, you know, you just got to keep writing and keep releasing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing, especially lately, I've been writing a song a week for the last year or so, which has been
nice.
It's just an exercise every Tuesday.
I was going to say, did you tell yourself you're going to do that?
I struck a bargain with some friends of mine that I grew up with, and every Tuesday we owe each other a song, and like that's no matter what. So I spent this past Tuesday on an airplane, flying from home up to Anchorage, and you know, so I wrote it in my head.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta like
great,
have the melody in your head, and you land and you send it. You know, it's been a real fertile.
So you
time.
Do it on a day, and you're done by that day.
You gotta have it done by the day. But of course, if you have to turn in a song Tuesday, you should be working on it. You know, on the Wednesday before, but you never do.
Did you do that? I was in a little songwriting online thing with Adam Levy, and I think Garrison Starr was in it, and Vienna Tang, and a bunch of people. And like this whole cast of characters, and all I saw were initials for a while, but then I started asking Adam who else is in it. But I don't know if you were involved.
No, I was never.
We'd get a song title on a Sunday night, and then you'd have to finish your song and upload it to this private site by Thursday, and everyone would check out each other's songs.
And you were given the title. You
given
had to
the
write
title.
From the title.
You get the title, and then you use it as you wish. It's used as an inspiration, and it was such a nice nudge to have. We're not doing it right now, but it comes into play from time to time.
Wow.
Tomorrow starts February, and that's the February Artist Month where people start writing songs too. It's been in Fairbanks. People have been doing it quite a bit on February. It's the shortest month, so you got to be the most productive.
Right, of course.
And
this one, we get an extra day. This is a leap year, but still, it's a short month.
And so
that's cool.
It's songwriting month. And I don't know who's heading it up this year, but Luke Beckel from Sweating Honey has done quite a bit with it. But he moved to Portland. Have you met? You live in Portland. Do you live in Portland?
I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like Portland.
But
it really is like Portland, only it's on Lake Michigan.
Totally.
Instead.
But anyway,
Columbia River.
Yeah, you look up Luke Beckel. He's a great songwriter.
Okay.
He moved from Fairbanks, and now he lives in Portland.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, and another band from Portland, Black Prairie.
Oh yeah.
I heard that they might be coming this way.
Great. The bass player has a studio right across from my. I have a sculpture studio in Portland, and right across from my room is Nate Query from the Decemberists.
Yeah.
And he's always talking about his other band, Black Prairie.
Nice. And John Neufeld, no relation to me, Lori Neufeld, but we grew up in the same place and, you know, our families know each other and no relation. Now there's a lot of Neufelds back in Kansas, but he's in the band. And Annalisa Tornfeld is in Black Prairie also. And
she's from up here, right?
She was one of the founding members of Barefoot.
Nice, that's right.
And so anyway, that would be really cool to see them here. And I heard a rumor that they might be coming and I was like, well.
Great.
Yeah. So,
you guys are psyched.
Yeah, totally. Fairbanks is a draw for great musicians,
I have to say. It appears to be just that kind of a place. Yeah. I've gotten that impression, you know.
You keep coming back, Peter.
I keep coming. I will keep coming back until they physically stop me. That's my plan.
I'm not planning on stopping you, at least not me. And I don't want to stop you from playing another song.
Sure.
You guys sound great together. This is so fun. I had no idea if it would be trading off songs or if it would be you guys playing together. So.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Great.
Here's a tune.
Up next is Peter Mulvey. We got to remember that it's radio. They don't know which one is which necessarily
until
you start playing.
Yeah, Tony is the one that sounds handsome, and I'm the one that sounds dashing.
Exactly.
Here's a tune I wrote. It's called Windshield. You might recognize some of the details.
There's a raven on the roof and the sideways light. Emptiness black against monochrome bright. Filling up my dreams with his monologue. He's never gonna let me go. He is tromping around up there in the snow. He sounds like the wind, like a ghost, like a child, like a dog. I'm trying to hear, what does he say? I'm trying to hear, what does he say? Every windshield in this town has seen better days. Door opens up at the top of the stairs, and all of that brutal Arctic air slides into this basement bar and onto the floor. And the sun just rose, and now it's setting, and some people here begin forgetting what it is they came here looking for. And maybe they came just to get away. Maybe they came just to get away. And every windshield in this town has seen better days. All Persephone went and she ate them seeds. And now she's got the driving need to skip town every time the nights get long. And she charms all the boys in their Carhartt jeans until they are twisting in their summer dreams, trying to get within earshot of her song. Oh, but she's gonna go, no matter who says stay. She's gonna go, no matter who says stay. Every windshield in this town has seen better days. Sometimes out on the edge of town, Timmy shuts the motor down. He pulls over to the side of the road and he kills the lights. And a million stars and a million trees and the blazing moon and the bitter breeze and all that vast and empty silent night. Well, you can feel your whole life falling away. Feel your whole life falling away. And every windshield in this town has seen better days.
every windshield in this town.
That was around. That was about Fairbanks.
It's a tune called Windshield. I actually had a really gratifying moment last night at the gig in Palmer. I got to that line about, you know, all that brutal Arctic air slides into this basement bar and onto the floor. And this guy, out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy turn to his girlfriend. He smiles, and I can see his lips. He goes, "That's the Marlin." And there's no greater feeling for a writer like, I've done it. I've sketched the right few details on the canvas, and he is now filling in the blanks with his own personal lived experience. And
you were 100 miles away from that Arctic bar with the, you know.
Yeah, but that feels
great.
Like, I had never – that crazy thing that the air does when it gets that cold, where, like, it sort of, like, slouches in, and then it, like – kind of starts oozing around the floor, like, who can I kill down here?
Right.
And anybody passes out, I'm on him.
It does. It rolls in. Wow. That's great. When I heard that line, I knew exactly what you're talking about. I was like, the Marlin, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first part of that song, when you're talking about the ravens having conversations, and how amazing. The ravens are some of my most favorite animals here because they stick around year-round like I do.
Right, right.
I don't run away like Persephone.
Persephone. Yeah. I snuck her in there. You always got to have your Greek myths and your songs about Fairbanks. I mean, this is practically, you know, Greece.
Practically.
But yeah, the ravens are amazing.
They are.
I was trying to sleep once, and there was a raven on the roof. And later I came down to the woman that was running the B&B, and I said, can you help me? Was there a small pre-verbal child running around on the roof? Because they sound so –
Yes.
I just had never experienced that. It would seem unlikely that someone had left an unattended child up
on
there.
The roof,
but, you know, there it was.
I thought there was something – like when I came to the motel today, I was looking at the at this bird that was hanging around in the parking lot, and it was like a big, big crow. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Because I like I was saying before, I sculpt when I'm off the road, and I recently actually sculpted a big raven.
Nice.
I was like, that's a raven.
Yeah.
You guys got ravens.
Yeah, we do. And they have different dialects, it seems. Like the ones that hang out downtown sound like car doors shutting and locks, like locks, you know.
No fooling.
Wow.
And people have told tales of walking past cars here at the university. Sometimes dogs are in cars. And they'll, like, be all surprised because they hear a dog barking, and a raven will have made that sound of the dog barking as the person walks past the car.
Wow.
And so they just learn, and they mimic, and they have all these different sounds.
Man, those things develop opposable thumbs, and we're toast.
No doubt. No doubt. Tony, I saw your little video of your tour around the studio. Which
that's funny.
It was
a while ago, yeah.
It was pretty cute. And I saw the raven, and I thought, well, that's definitely a summer raven he's got going there. Because the winter ravens, they're all puffy.
I know. I noticed that. There was a lot going on with that raven I saw today.
They get the thing called baggy pants where they get all this big puffiness around their legs with
their
feathers.
The one I made was quite svelte in comparison.
Yeah. Yes. Summer raven.
Yes. English raven, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. So in your spare time when you're not writing tunes, you're sculpting in your clay studio.
Well, in my perfect little world, I would be in my sculpture studio. But about four months ago, my wife gave birth to our first and only baby.
Congratulations.
So that's not really happening so much as far as going into my sculpture studio. Not so much right now anyway. But yes, I do love to sculpt creatures and chainmail and all kinds of weird things. It's fun.
I saw you have a love of sculpting rabbits.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but yes, I you know what? Actually, I do. When I was a kid, this is so sad. When I was about 5 years old, my best friend had a neighbor, and they had rabbits and pens. And I went next door with him. And
oh, you know they were going to eat them, don't you?
That's what they were getting ready to do. And they were taunting me, saying, "We're going to kill this rabbit for dinner." And I said, "Don't kill the rabbit. I mean, I'm five.
Right.
Don't kill the rabbit. He's a soft little bunny. Don't kill the rabbit." He said, "You go get me $5 and you can save the rabbit." I ran home, just sprinted home, got in the door, and my parents were like, "Sit down. It's time to eat." And I was like, "Rabbit, rabbit." And sit down. It's time to eat. Finally, they understood what I was telling them. My dad was like, "Here's $5. Go do whatever you're going to do." Oh, and I ran back, and they were already gutting the rabbit.
Too late.
I was fascinated and heartbroken.
Yeah.
And so to this day, like whenever I sculpt rabbits, I want to have them like fierce and muscular. And I have one rabbit that's got spikes all over it, like a dinosaur. Like, you don't want to mess with that rabbit.
You know, I think that maybe it might be cool to put some harnesses on them and like put a little sled behind it, and maybe the raven's driving the rabbit team or something.
Wasn't that in the Hobbit recently?
Oh, that's right. I was just thinking of the Yukon Quest is starting soon,
right.
And you know, actual dogs are pulling the sleds, and maybe your rabbit team could. But
in the movie, it was quite a scene.
That's right.
I was jumping out of my seat, actually.
Rabbit.
Oh, you must have been, right? Yes, yeah. the rabbits are powerful. They are pulling the sled. Yes,
they
don't
rule now.
You must also love that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where the rabbit
lays
waste to all those.
Loved it.
Yeah. That's good news.
All right. Well, you guys are playing some songs that you might play on the Blue Loon stage here on Alaska Live. Very cool. Share another.
Maybe I'll pick it up a little bit and do kind of a. Can I hear your C?
Peter Mulvey and Tony Furtado are my guests on Alaska Live, and all part of Alaska Live is the tuning game, and they're playing it right now. This is KUAC Fairbanks. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld.
Trippy, okay.
Got together, boys.
Okay.
Let's get it.
I'd rather be buried in some separate scroll. I'd rather be buried in some separate scroll. Have some woman that I can't control. I'm going away, go ahead and way to stay. The alright mama got neither hip someday. You know what you promised me. The sun's gone down. You know what you promised me. And what's the matter, baby? Oh, I can't see. Yeah. The old people told me, baby, but I never did know.
you got to eat just what you sow.
Nice Sly guitar work there. The slide is glass.
It's a bottle.
It's what? It's a really?
Yeah,
it's the top of a wine bottle.
Oh, it looks like the top of a wine bottle, and that's exactly what it is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Do you make those yourself as well?
I do make them myself.
Oh,
I usually,
right
actually,
on.
It's funny.
He's a good cook too, Pete.
I usually sell them at the gigs, but probably not on this tour.
You didn't bring any to Alaska?
No. I probably have to scour some bars to get some wine bottles to make them first.
Do you heat them up in your kiln?
No, you just etch it with one of those little glass etchers.
Yeah.
Etch a line around it, put it over a flame, dip it in nice water, snap it off, and sand it down.
Oh, just sanding it down.
I do have tools in my studio that I can make the process go by much faster, but when I'm on the road, that's what I do.
That is so DIY of you. Did you
well,
say
Portland
you,
is a DIY I was, town.
Just say, do you live in Portland? Good grief.
It's actually it's just kind of the old school way of playing slide guitar. And I've had people give me these really cool ceramic slides and, you know, hand-blown.
Probably blown glass ones, too, yeah.
But they never feel right to me.
Huh.
This is what I learned how to play with, and that's what feels right to me.
Because that's probably what they were using back in the day.
It is.
Chunk of glass.
I'm playing the diddly bow.
Yeah.
Well, that's inspiring. You can, you too can, with those instructions, make your own slide out of the top of a wine bottle.
Okay. And once you have a slide, you can play like that.
Has Tony made you one yet, Peter?
No, that's why I can't play like that. That and the decades of shedding that needs to be done to be able to play music like that.
Ay, 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 huh? Well, Peter, you have your own style that's nothing to scoff at.
Well, thank you. It's ambulatory. Let's just put it that way.
No Martin guitar for you, though?
You know, I left my Martin at home, and I'm on the road with this, which is a guitar made by a great maker in Big Rapids, Michigan, named Brian Gallup.
Close to where you live, kind of?
Yeah, just across the water. And I do these tours every September for the past 6 or 7 years. I've done a tour by bicycle instead of by car.
Yeah.
Some of them have been, you know, just little loops in Wisconsin of a few hundred miles. One of them was all the way out to Boston. It was 1,100 miles of biking. And
you're alone with your bike and your gear, or do you have a support team?
Oh, no. It's only done physically. That's There's great. No car involved. But right. I tend to have two or three people biking with me, which is way safer. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I ran into this guitar maker, Brian Gallup, and I was telling him about these tours. And he said, well, let me build you a small guitar that would be easy to you know, transport on a bicycle. And then he gave this thing to me, and it, you know, it's absolutely beautiful, and it's a – it's a beautiful sunburst, and it's incredibly well appointed, and I feel a little hesitant to strap it to the side of a bike and just head down the road. But he said
that's what he wanted you to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. So
got to be true to that.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm digging it so far. I'm just getting used to how to.
Well, so when do you set off on your winter bike tour in Fairbanks?
See, that someone was joshing me about that today. Actually, driving in here to the studio, I saw somebody riding one of those Fat Tire mountain bikes.
You know who that probably was? New. Logan, our intern here. He's wow. a winter bike commuter.
Well, hats off to you, man. my bike is in the shed back in Wisconsin, and it's not nearly as cold in Wisconsin, but that bike is just in the shed. Occasionally I bring it out, like, you know, a bucket of oats and stroke its withers, but that thing is not going anywhere until springtime.
Peter, I hear you. I am such a fair weather biker too. I mean, I'll bike every day in the summertime, but other than that, I'm just like, no.
Right. Plus,
yeah,
I ride those recumbent bikes.
Oh, do you?
I have to say, so you're like low enough to the ground that if you hit anything slippery, you're on the ground before you know what is happening. You know, there's no, it's just pow. Why am I looking here, looking at the horizon? You know,
it's like that's why guys like Logan and his type, the winter bikers, have those fat tire bikes that are all the rage now, and they stay upright.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
We come up with it.
I knew a guy in Crested Butte, Colorado, when I lived out there. He was a banjo player. He actually made chains for bicycle tires.
Yep, I've heard of that too.
That was crazy.
That's beautiful.
Chains, and people have studded tires too, just like you'd put on your car here. You know.
Our species. Any other species would take one look at all this, you know, come up here and just think, well, you know, too bad I can't stay. I'm migrate south. But no. We've been living in these, you know, latitudes for what, 10,000-12,000 years. You know. They always say, oh, we're gonna wreck this planet and it'll be nothing left but cockroaches and tall grass and Homo sapiens eating cockroaches and tall grass.
I mean, we are, killed us yet.
We are pernicious little weed.
Yes.
Lord.
And there will be Peter Bovely on his recumbent bike with his guitar touring. No gas needed.
Exactly. Hey, I know I just called the entire human race a pernicious weed, but I really actually like you people. And it'd be great if you came to the show that I'm playing tomorrow.
That's right. All the weeds will be there at the Loon at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Well, share with us what might be shared again.
Yeah, we're coming toward the end of this hour, aren't we?
You can feel an hour. You are a performer, you.
Let's play that tune. That tune we talked about doing yesterday, the John Hurt tune that we...
Oh, yeah, what key do you want to do that?
I'll do it in C right now.
Okay.
That'll
work for me.
Collins moan, see her poor Louis leaving home. Yeah, the angels laid in wait. Angels laid him away, laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away.
Bob's out once, Louis is out two, but Bob shot poor Louis through and through. Now the angels laid him away. Angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Oh, the angels laid him away. To see poor Louis in a new graveyard, yeah, the angels laid him away. Oh, the angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angels laid him away.
Mississippi John Hurt?
I like Mississippi John Hurt songs a lot.
He was, by all reports, a pleasant man, like super shy, super nice, sweet, sweet, sweet little old guy.
Well, you guys take after him.
Oh, thanks.
Except for the old part.
Oh, we're working on that hard.
Day by day.
Give me another 30 years. I'll show you old. Hell yes.
You better be coming back to Fairbanks.
Oh, yeah. By then, I'll be biking up here.
You know. Right.
But it'll be a trike.
Recumbent bike has three wheels,
nope.
Right?
No.
What?
There's recumbent bicycles. They're two wheels. And then there are recumbent trikes in both Tadpole and Arrowhead formations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
would ride a trike in there because you can't fall over on a trike. It's got three wheels. You can spin. But who doesn't like to spin?
That would seem very relaxing, just to pedal down the road on the recumbent bike that's a trike, you know?
Yeah.
But I've never tried one on two wheels. I've tried the trike ones.
It's all good. It's just all good.
Very
be outside.
Fun.
You get your shins sunburned. That's sort of a weird little thing. Because they're facing, the sun. So,
yeah.
By the end of every – I have these little sort of – suntan shin guards on the front of my shins by the end of the season. Plus, you can't wear shorts because you get your knees sunburned. And I don't know if you've ever sunburned your knees. It's not a hominid thing to sunburn your knees.
And then it hurts to wear pants for a few days.
Right, exactly. And you can't bend your knees. So you kind of got to wear these capri-length pants. I shouldn't be saying this out loud, should I? That's right. Oh,
I can't believe
they're
that
manly, though. We call them capros. You know, it's
said that you wear capris. Peter Mulvey, that's so manly. Wanted to make sure that nobody attributed that one to you, Tony.
That's right. Tony Furtado will not be wearing capri pants tomorrow or any other night.
There's a guy word for capri pants, and I just can't remember what it is.
Knickers.
Knickers.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Right. Well, that's one of them.
Right.
Which seems so much more manly.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
Well, was that the finale, or do we have one more?
You gotta have one more.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What should it be? I'm in C. I got one. I'll stay kind of in the old timey realm here.
Great.
It's pretty simple. Give my
my horn to blow, that I heard my true love say, on comes my bow. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Raccoon is a clever thing, rambles in the dark. The only time you know he's there, when old Ranger barks. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Papa, give me meat, mother, give me bread. Pretty girl, give me one sweet kiss, doctor, don't kill me dead. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, he ain't got nowhere to go. I went up on the mountain, stripped me a load of cane, made me a bed of molasses, sick miss that's a Jane. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, he ain't got nowhere to go. Roll valley, roll, roll valley, roll, roll valley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go.
Just a preview of what's to come tomorrow. Tony, you'll have your banjo there too. And that's tomorrow night with Peter Mulvey and Tony Furtado on the Blue Loon stage. Show starts at 8.
It'll be a fine old time. Thank you so much for having us in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. The hour went so fast with you guys.
They do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm.
I'd also like to thank Mason Trudy's Acoustic Adventures for making this all possible, and thanks to KUAC interns Robin Wood and Logan Stopley, and thanks to you for listening. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.